Healy, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. No matter if you do comedy, drama, or musical theater, if you are going to be a working actor, you are going to have to master the audition techniques necessary to land the part. Joining me today is theatrical director and audition technique consultant, Jeff Cook. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Hi, Ricky. How you doing?
I am doing great, and I'm excited to tackle this topic with you. Now, how did you get involved in consulting on auditions?
Well, it started out with doing theater. I started doing theater in 2005. I'd done some in high school, but I really didn't start getting into it until 2005. And I spent about 10 years being completely terrified of the audition process and in my own head, and convinced I was a terrible actor and couldn't do anything right. And then I started directing. First directed Young Frankenstein for the Woodstock Musical Theater Company in 2016, I believe. And being on the other side of the table, after having spent a decade as an actor, really opened my eyes to some of the to how the whole machine worked, and took a lot of the fear of the auditioning process out of me because I understood it from both sides of the table. So then I continued to act and continued to direct and do both. And over that time, I started honing some thoughts and opinions and tools that I could use to be more purposeful about how I auditioned, right? Mm. So it's not as simple as going in and rolling the dice anymore, which was my approach to begin with. I'll just go in, I'll do my best, and hopefully they like me and give me a part, right? But there's things you can do to help put yourself in the best position to achieve what you want to achieve. And it has to do with knowing yourself, knowing the material that you're going into, and most importantly, getting yourself out of the way.
Okay. Okay. And what's the technique? How do we get there?
So you're right when you said earlier, auditions are a must if you want to do any kind of theater or film or any sort of performance. Unless you're a super big star, you know, you're going to have to audition. And even the big stars have to audition a lot of times. And a lot of times they don't get the part they wanted. And, you know, auditions are scary. They're terrifying because, I mean, you've heard the statistics that, you know, public speaking is one of the most things that people are most afraid of, right? Most statistically speaking, a certain number of people would rather die than public speak.
Yes.
And when you audition, you're going in not only public speaking, but being judged. And you're also in the awkward position of not knowing specifically what the other person is looking for. You know, every director is different. Every director has a vision. And what I learned is it can be a little bit of a chess game behind the scenes, right? So you're saying, okay, well, I want to cast this person. You want to cast this person because you always have more than one person, whether it's the producer or the choreographer or the musical director, right, who weighs in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the director. So you have like, so I want to cast Ricky. All right, well, I want to cast Betty. All right, well, if you let me cast Ricky, I'll let you cast Betty.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to match everybody up with everybody else, because part of it is the look that matches the director's vision. And all of the pieces have to go together to suit that vision. So it's not always the most talented person gets the part because they may be too tall, you know? And so like I said, understanding that, and it kind of removes that personal, I wasn't good enough factor from audition, or they didn't like me, or they don't know talent when they see it, because it's not just talent, you know? So
a lot of factors go into casting.
Yes.
And learning that as a director kind of freed you up as a performer to understand maybe you don't have to be as afraid?
Well, it freed me from having the responsibility of being solely responsible for getting the part or not. And the disappointment and the frustration that sometimes came of that. Because understanding the process removed me a bit from that responsibility and let me focus on other things I could do to, you know, there's a certain amount you're not in control of, right? You can't control the director's vision. You can't control, you know, the chess game that goes on behind the scenes. You can't control any of that. What you can do is put yourself in the best position to succeed. And what I try to do in audition prep is my goal is to have the client leave the audition knowing I gave it my best shot. I didn't tank this audition, you know. And it's a process. It's a step-by-step process that you can go to that you can replicate every time, so you're not just going in and winging it, and like I said, and hoping for the best. It's really been helpful. You know, there's a lot of times I audition for stuff and don't get the part. And it's really been helpful in allowing me to say, okay, what did I learn from that? What can I use to apply and hone my techniques, you know? And just walking out of there being like, well, I gave it my best shot. If I get it, I get it. If I don't get it, I don't get it. But it's not something I did.
It used to eat me up if I didn't get a part. Oh, it would just, I would not sleep. I was angry.
Yeah.
And now it's like, okay, maybe the director wanted his boyfriend. I don't know.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
You don't know. Maybe the part was already cast before you even walked in the door.
And I just find I live a much happier life treating it with a much more, I did my best, and that's, I'm good with
and
that.
And that's it. And that's it. There's not, that's all you can control. That's all you can control, what you do bring to the table. And so, you know, one of the things that I focus on is it starts, there's before the audition, there's the audition, and then there's after the audition,
okay.
Right? Those are the three buckets that I would say that I focus on. And so the first thing that I think that people need to really consider is, what do they want? You know, what do you want out of this audition? Do you just want the experience of doing it? Then go for it. Go in and have fun and do what you do and walk away and don't care. Most people want a role, right? I mean, that's most people audition just to get a role. And so that's when I think before you audition, you really need to do some self-introspection. And you need to know... What is my look, right? What is my look? What is my age? What is my height? What is my talent level? And be really honest with yourself about that.
What is my type?
Right. What is my type? Right. Right. Exactly. And, you know, if you are a beginner in theater, a lot of times the staff and the company have other roles, whether it's assistant director, crew member, lighting designer, that light board operator, lighting designer is a little bit more high level, complex, right? That you can be a part of to learn the theater company, to meet the people, to build those relationships, so that when you finally go to audition, you know you're already a known product. And the other thing is, don't be afraid to tell the director when you go in, I want a very small part. I'll be an extra. I'll be an ensemble member. You know, I always say ensemble members one of the best because it's all the fun, none of the responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a very low pressure thing. And then be, like I said, be very candid and honest with yourself and set your expectations to that. Now, I'm not saying that if you don't think you're a good actor, that you will never be a good actor, because it's a growth process, right? And it's always ongoing and you're always learning and you can take classes, you can take courses. You're always going to be changing. So you have to assess yourself show to show to show, you know, where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's your type? And one of the things that I focus on in my audition prep is, what do you project physically and relationship-wise, both consciously and subconsciously, right? So for those of you who cannot see me because this is radio, you're welcome. I definitely look like I should be playing a 30s thug in some kind of, you know what I mean? That's just my genetic type. So I know that going in, right? I know that because believe it or not, you're being evaluated at an audition from the moment you walk in the door, even before that, but I'll get to that later. You're being evaluated. The first time they see you, they're forming an impression, right? All right, where can they put this? What would he be good for? What would he be, you know, what is he going to look like? How's he fit into the puzzle? And if you know your type, so for example, me, if I was going to go for a leading man, first of all, I wouldn't go for a leading man because mm-hmm. that's not, I'd be putting myself in a position to fail.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't want to do that. But as the supporting best friend, now I have a chance. Right
on.
And so you focus on, okay, if this is my look, if this is what they see, and then what can I bring to the table that's going to flip their opinion or add an extra dimension to that, right? So if you know yourself and you've really done that assessment, that's a tool that you can use. I don't want to say to manipulate the other side of the table, right? But it puts a little more power into your hands.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that I really focus on. Moving on to that, and there's a lot more that goes into that, the consciously and the subconsciously, is know the material. Get your hands on a copy of the play before you audition. Read it. Figure out what part you want, what part is right for you. And those aren't always the same thing. And then you determine, can I live with this part that's right for me because I just want to be involved in this play and I want to just do this? Or do I want to go after the part that I want? And, you know, if it's not, like I said, if I was going for the lead in Romeo and Juliet, I'd have an uphill climb for that. I could take it on and I could do my best with it, but it's going to be what it's going to be.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today, I'm joined by Jeff Cook, a very respected director, actor, and audition technique tutor. Today, Jeff is sharing some tips to help performers do their best at auditions. So jumping right back in, Jeff, where do we go next?
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about doing a little bit of legwork on the play mm-hmm. beforehand. And, the acting 101 is kind of when you decide on a character, whether it's the one you want or the one that's right for you, read over the script. Determine what the script says about your character, what other characters say about your character, and what you yourself say about your character. And those will form a quick opinion of what you want to do at the audition, right?
Okay.
You can start to formulate a strategy of, here's how I want to present myself. Another thing is, and I think a lot of people overlook this, when you're filling out your audition form and your attaching your resume and everything, pay real close attention to those things. Because when the production assistant comes in and drops off, here's your next audition that you're going to see, that is your first impression of
right.
this person,
right?
What did they write? you know, what have they done? A lot of times if it's all scattered, if it's poorly written, if it's illegible, if it's, you know, if there's if you're trying to make something out of nothing on your resume, we're going to see that,
yeah.
You know, and it's going to form an opinion of us. And when you walk in the door, that's already something that you're going to have to overcompensate unless you've done a good job up front. Then, so here's what I say about when people walk in. When you walk into the audition room, all things being equal, you're right for the part, you got the right look, everyone behind that table wants you to be the guy, right?
Yeah.
When I want my search to be over, it's Ricky. That's the guy right there, right? Everything you do from the minute you open the door adds to or subtracts from that equation, right? When you walk in, you're at 100%. And so the resume is a big part of that, right? I mean, that's the first thing we see. Is it adding to what I already want, or is it taking away from what I already want? That actually puts more or less stress on the actor. Don't be late for the audition. Get there a little early if possible. It allows you time to get used to the room, settle your nerves a little bit, maybe get something to eat, maybe assess your competition a little bit.
Now, I've heard 10 minutes is a good number to aim for, not too early.
Yes.
Because that can be offensive to a casting director. That makes them feel rushed.
Yeah, and a lot of times, too, they're scheduled out, right?
Yeah.
And they don't want a room full of people, and they want to keep everybody moving and seems. So 10 minutes is perfect. That's the perfect amount of time. Yeah, don't be too early. And second of all, dress like you respect the staff, the company, and the production, right? I've had people come into auditions wearing full costume, right? My thought when I see somebody come in wearing full costume is they already have a locked-in idea of what this role is going to be, right? And that's, now you have to overcompensate that opinion that I have. So I would say dress to maybe suggest the mm-hmm. character. If the character is a button-down kind of person, maybe wear, you know, something more conservative. If they're wild, maybe something a little edgy. But don't go full costume.
Mm-hmm.
That's just gonna strike out. And don't come in sweatpants with your hair unwashed and looking like you just fell off a moving bus, you know, because my impression there is you don't care.
Yeah.
You know, you don't care. And this is going to be the kind of professionalism you are going to bring every time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. As a director, you're investing your time, your energy, and you expect that commitment from the actors
right,
as well.
Right. I'm going to be doing my utmost to put on a show that is going to be fantastic and make the actors' experience fantastic and have everything buttoned down and everything according to schedule and go. And if you're coming in like you could care less about it, you know, then I don't. A lot of times I'll just be like, okay, well, you better really be the right person because I don't, you know. Otherwise, it's going to be more trouble than it's worth. And again, these are all things that, you know, I talk about it from the director's standpoint, but it's really about putting power in the hands of the auditioner. You control how you look. You control how prepared you are to give a good audition, right? Again, these are all things that when you walk out, you can say, I did my best. There wasn't anything that I left on the table. So that brings us to the audition itself, and this can be the most terrifying part, and this is where the majority of people sink themselves right away, right? And it's the understanding that you're being evaluated the minute you walk in the door. I understand you're nervous. I get nervous when I'm auditioning, even though I've been on both sides of the table, even though I may know everybody on the other side of that table, and I just texted them a little bit an hour before, sent them a funny meme or something, you go into that room, and and you get nervous. Yeah. You want to do a good job. You don't want to screw up. I mean, especially it can be worse if you know the people because the expectations are a little higher. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to disappoint anybody. You don't want to look dumb. So that's where a lot of times people will sink themselves. Yeah. I cannot tell you the number of times I've said, "Oh, this person's coming in next. They're going to be great," and then at the end of the audition, you're like, "I cannot, in good conscience, cast this person." Wow. You know. Again, the director wants you to be the person. They want you to be the person. Please be the person. So when you come in, know that you're coming in, and you're on. Long before you give your musical selection, long before you tell the director what you're going to be doing, you're on from the minute you go in. And, you know, how do you carry yourself? What is your attitude? How friendly are you? Again, this is not an individual process. It's a team process. And everything has to go together. And if I get somebody who's got attitude coming in the door at auditions, I can only imagine what it's going to be like when they've got the part, you know?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that again, that's something you can control. I'm coming in, I have a friendly smile. Hello, everybody. I may be dying on the inside, but on the outside, you don't know that. And I'm coming in, and I'm standing still, and my hands aren't flapping around, and I'm not moving back and forth in a very nervous, agitated, passion.
Now, what if you're going for a sinister part? Do you want to be happy and energetic when you go in, or does that defeat your target?
No, I would say if it's a part that's a sinister part, you're coming in the door as the actor.
Yeah.
You're coming in as Ricky. This is Ricky. This is what he's going to bring, right? Personally, from personality-wise. He's a friendly guy. I can work with him. Now, let's see you be sinister.
Cool.
And again, that can strengthen your position because you're like, I can go from zero to terror in a heartbeat. Right
on.
Right, but your first impression is one for the team. What are you going to bring? And then it's what are you going to bring individually, mm-hmm. you know, to the role. And again, it's not only the talent. I mean, there's a lot of people that I've seen that were perfect for the role. But they just were not team players,
yeah.
or they already had locked down what they wanted to do. And most importantly, get out of your own way. I mean, this is where, again, a lot of people fall short in that they are so present that you can't see the character that they're trying to build. And I've developed a number of exercises that I work with people for getting yourself in the background and letting the character come forth. Because then it's almost like they're not watching me, they're watching this character that I'm doing, and it kind of removes you a little bit to a place of safety personally.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
because it's not you, it's the character that they're seeing. And that's the hardest part for people to do because they're so nervous. But, it's a little bit of a meditation. It's a little bit, and it's all designed to move you back and bring the character up. And then the other thing is trust your instincts. Like, you know, if you've done the work and you know the character and you are able to bring something unique, don't try to guess what the director wants. Be yourself, trust your instincts, go for it. And like I said, if that's not what they're looking for, then there's nothing you could have done about it, right? Because a good director is going to say, okay, I liked everything. I'm going to have to bring that back a little bit, and mm-hmm. I can do that. You know, that's
yeah.
my job to do that. But if somebody is spending too much time trying to guess what the director wants, they're just going to be mediocre across the board, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that they're not going to stand out from the 100 other people I just saw who are doing the same thing more or less. So, like I said, trusting your instincts is a big deal. And, you know, I always say, like, acting is pretend. We all played pretend when we were kids, right? We were cowboys and Indians. We were a Lone Ranger, right? And we did it. We did it without thinking about it. We totally 100% invested ourselves into it. And we had fun. And we were good, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I say acting is playing pretend. It's reaching back into those childhood memories of playing pretend, only ramped up 1,000 and with much more, the most detailed pretend that you can possibly get.
Yes, yes. Very good.
Yes.
Very good.
Finally, the final thing that I would say is don't let disappointment become defeat. You know, there's going to be a lot of parts. You're going to get told no a lot more than you're told yes. If it's something that you love and it's something that you love to do, even if you took all of this great advice and then you went in and you just tanked that audition, you know, don't let it stop you. You know, go forward, try again, and never give up doing something you love.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today, I've been joined by noted director, actor, and audition coach, Jeff Cook. I hope you've enjoyed this look into the audition process and how to shine your best. If you are interested in audition prep work with Jeff Cook, you can reach him via email at jeffreyrcook@gmail.com. That's jeffreyrcook@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Ricky.